Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Yeah. Smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink. Drinking every Wednesday, we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Yeah,
give it a list.
Give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit
play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boy.
Be glad.
Some of these bitches is niggas too, though.
Because there's some chicks out here realer than you fuck-ass niggas, fam. And that's almost embarrassing as a man for you niggas to be fuck niggas. Like, shout out to Direct, man. Hey, shout out to Stay After Walking Autographs. Shout out to Block Life Reppin' It's So Sick You Need Medicine. Shout out to these motherfucking lads. D.L.A. Period. Hey, yeah, you got damn right. Shout out to the motherfucking BMG. Shout out to my nigga SQ. What I'm going to do?
Hey, this dude is wild.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to Miss Spicy. Shout out to Tiana. They was freaking out on me, fam, because they say I don't show the hood no love, fam. You know what? Get addicted.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Spicy.
It's the flyest
Mac.
Of them all.
Hey. Right.
Yeah. Standing in the mirror. Checking on my figure. Feeling like a billion. Haters being back, y'all can have to give it back. Phony dodo, stop yet, I look good.
Yeah.
Standing in the mirror, checking up my figure, feeling like a billion. All you haters being back, y'all can have to give it back. Phony dodo, stop yet. I'm so fly, let me show you how I roll. Y'all need me, cause I stay up in the flow. So y'all can see, it. Ain't nobody like my team. Say I got the look, but I need to wash my ass. Sometimes I get dirtier than the south, and I'ma lay that shit, I like things slow. Raising the mill with rip, no go. Don't get it twisted, I'm a ballistic. Drop my words like I got hydro. Play up in the sun, like I'm in a layer. Everywhere I go, it's gonna be a good day. Every day I wake, keep a smirk on my face, cause I'm leaving haters. Like smirk in the face, they boo in the face, they say I'm not hot. Yeah, okay. But if I'm not, I'm colder than an ocean gate. Crack is so sick, I keep my doctor on standby. This could be deceiving, people think I'm sweet like apple pie. Till I show my evil way, now I'm the bad guy. Yeah. Standing in the mirror, checking on my figure, feeling like a billion. All you haters being back, y'all can have to give it back. Phony dodo, stop yet, I look good. Standing in the mirror, checking on my figure, feeling like a billion. All you haters being back, y'all can have to give it back. Yeah, you so sexy, that's what the dudes tell me. Don't pay attention, compliments, they don't fade me. Focus on bread, so yeast, what they give me. Let it rise high for a low, off the bakery. Okay, race you a 9, if you could keep up on me. Maybe a 10, but I know you ain't beating me. Call me Remy, cause the seed and it's all in me. And I'll call you sweet, cause you're definitely feeling me. You ain't waiting deep, won't you take 2 steps back? Give me the mic, spotlight, 1, 2, check. Put on the show, I flame it up like a cigarette. Leave you in smoke, oh yes, I am a deadly threat. I got your stomach bubbling up, cause I'm the shit. Why you getting nervous for it's just rhymes up, yeah. Oh, now you're mad, and now you're trying to play. Violence not the answer, but don't sit in the tree. Standing in the mirror, looking on my figure, feeling like a billion. Just being back, y'all can have to give it back. Don't need dodo, stop yet, I look good. Standing in the mirror, checking up my figure, feeling like a billion.
Okay, Matic Man, West Side representer.
Yep.
And ain't nobody flying in this light skin figure.
Uh-huh.
You can try to come and fill his shoes, but the size don't fit
you. Yeah.
Pull it if you want it, and them guys gon' get ya. He well respected from Chicagoland and Texas.
Uh-huh.
Move it in the leather seat, sitting inside your Lexus.
Yeah.
I rock my Mardi Gras beat. Who need a necklace? It's a party when I come around.
Pray
with me, hey, man.
Okay,
more juice than minute.
What?
Get your boy out on sinister. Yeah, I'm pulling them stupid stuff. Like a man named a super
name.
Yeah, it's essential that I come give you the business every time. Do this officially, killing these cats with every line. He must have struck a nerve.
Wow.
I got him aggravated. I'm rocking that real deal while they rocking that fabricated. Hey, why you agitated?
What?
Cause I expose they lie.
Oh, wow.
Call me conceited,
wow.
But I got a great reason why.
Yeah. Standing in the mirror, looking on my
figure,
feeling like a billion. Just being back, y'all can have to give it back. Y'all need dodo, stop yet, I look good.
Yeah.
Standing in the mirror, checking up my figure, feeling like a billion. All you haters being back, y'all can have to give it back. Y'all need dodo, stop yet. All you haters get back.
This only for the fly folk right here.
Phony dodo, stop yet. Now bring it, now bring it, bring
it back.
I look good.
Hey, run it back one time.
I look good.
in the back one
time.
What up, Pisces?
They ain't ready for this.
Nah.
It's a
nah.
High.
Hey.
Let's rap.
Damn, man, you bought me some time?
Yeah, I bought you a little time.
Trying to figure it all out like a math teacher. Shout out to Corey, the great man, bigger than love and story. Now, hey, check it out. Legal Dope 2 is now officially a mixtape. It'll be out tomorrow. Or some shit like that, man. Said it won't be long, straight up.
We'll have to bring that shit up right now. When I'm in one of the moves, you want to bring up Legal Dope 2. Okay, well, fuck it then. We're going to talk about it. What I think about Legal Dope 2. Shout out to Legal Dope
2. Hey, man, Legal Dope 2 is store sooner than later, man. Mixtape style, you know what I mean? Straight giveaway joint down there. It's one of them type of situations. Call about the 719 and push 1, man. I want to talk to you. You know, I'm calling out names, like, you know what I mean? Let's do it. Call about the 719, push 1, as simple as pie. Hey, so, Corey, what's up, man? Talk, hey, real quick before I get in Corey's head, no homo. Hey, vote. I'm going to talk about that all day long. Y'all know what it is with me. Vote. You can vote early. Hey, you know what? Also, hey, this is real serious right here. Get the music real quick. Hey, it's real serious right here. Shout out to everybody who came and partied with us for the Bigger Than Love album release party. You know, that's dope. That's support right now. You know what I mean? And everybody locally around here who's on Legal Dope Radio right now, that's support as well. Good looking out. If you want to show some support, go vote. You know what I mean? And you could, if you can't get, you know, you can't get to a poll or whatever, I'm doing my civic duty, you dig? You call me, Joe, I'll get you there. You go with me. I'm going to vote early. You know what I mean? If you want to wait till Tuesday, call me. I'm going to get you there, fam. Because, you know, y'all jumped out, you know, and ran to the polls in November just because it was popular. You know, the president was black. You know, everybody felt they could relate to the situation. You know what I'm saying? So everybody ran out there and voted in November because it was the popular thing. It was the end thing. You know what I mean? With the copycats that we are. You know what I'm saying? It was the end thing. Now you got to do it again. Even if you're unhappy. Again, I say, you know how I feel about it. You know, I'm pro-Obama all day long. You feel me? Now, if you're against Obama, you got to go vote because you're going to have people like me voting for him to keep him in there. So go down there and vote for something, somebody to do something. Fresh out of the People's Player, that's my PSA, and I'm out. Joe.
Back to the cussing. Hey, look, man, let me tell you about these fuck bitches, man. Hey, so this is my thing. This has been my thing for the last week or so. You know what I'm saying? If you're my friend on Facebook or, you know, if you know me personally, then you know I got a real live beef with the motherfuckers out here to do the, you know. Keep these niggas up off me, man. Hey, but I got a real live beef, man, with the local promoters, local DJs. And it's funny because I see a couple block numbers, and I know that's you fuck-ass niggas is listening. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm going to do.
It's always fun.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a call, okay? I'm going to take the 677 number right here.
That's Miss Kane. What up, Miss Kane?
I'm going to take Miss Kane. I'm going to see what she got to say to the dope boys. Then I'm going in on a few niggas. I'm going to play a little music.
Wait.
I'm going to play a little music. Then I'm going to go in and phone a few niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shout out to DJ Crunch. He's exempt.
Smoking.
Shout out to Cadillac Kyle. He's exempt. If I didn't just say your name, you are not exempt. Nigga, fuck you. Miss Kane, what it do?
What up? Real niggas do real motherfucking things. Fuck everybody else. I just called in, so I missed everything, but I feel a little tension in the air. So, real
would
niggas
like
do real things. Yes.
Would you like a recap? Fuck everybody.
Yes,
you know
I would. You know that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like this, Miss Kane. That was a recap right there. That was a recap. Fuck everybody. This is my thing, Miss Kane. We got quality music out here, right? When it comes to my camp, we make good music. I just made a CD for women. You feel me? I made a CD for nothing but women. Who the fuck can do that out here? And then turn around and about to do one of the hoodest albums in the world. Who can do that? Me.
Nobody.
Right? But instead of these fuck-ass niggas wanting to put quality talent and to open up for these shows, to spin the music at the parties and shit. Instead of them niggas putting quality talent out there that could put us all on as a whole, they want to take payoffs and put whack-ass niggas like Smokey the Bandit and shit on stage with niggas like Bun and niggas like
and niggas like Twist and niggas like that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these niggas? That's my thing. That is my PSA for the day. Go vote and fuck these niggas. How you doing, Miss Kane, baby? I'm in one of the moods.
Oh, I feel you. You need a massage. Woosah. I'm back in town. Wanted y'all to know I enjoyed my trip. Sorry about the whole situation.
Then,
you know,
I'm happy you're back.
Yeah.
You know we're happy you're back, so you know what you get, right?
Yeah, what I get? Yay! I like the gun size, though. I like the gun size.
Some of these women is niggas, too. Some of these niggas just like you. Miss Kane, we're going to go ahead and move on. You know how I do.
Okay,
you say
real
get
niggas
we
do real things.
PMG,
baby.
You already
I love
know.
Y'all.
Stay addicted. I got to do this. Butter. Rapping it.
What up, Joe?
Man, is this HD motherfucking block live and direct?
Hey, man, fuck you niggas, man. I second that, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you niggas, man. Any nigga that got any problem with that, man. I'm standing outside in the windstorm right now, man. I'm on Greenfield. Get at me, Joe. Lock life on deck, Joe, and I don't even rap, nigga. I'll show you what I really do, nigga. You niggas come on Greenfield right now, nigga. I'll show you, nigga, what I really do. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that.
BMG, nigga.
We all we motherfucking got, Joe. You already know.
We all we got. Hey, Block.
What up, Joe?
Tell these niggas what we got on tap, man. Tell them what we got. How many albums we got out here in these streets?
Hey, man, I don't even know if we got enough time for all of that, man. I know for sure we got Legal Dope. We got, man, too much shit going on, man. We got too many albums,
too much
man.
Shit, man. I just heard, can I say what I just heard, Block?
What you just heard, baby?
I just heard it's about to be a Block Life Volume 3 compilation mix CD. That's what I heard.
Hey,
I don't know how true it is.
Hey, man, you ain't heard that from me, man, but, you know, that's what I heard, too, man. I heard it's going to be Volume 3 on the streets real soon, man. Like, you know, like,
heard,
hey,
man.
Hey, you know, I heard
Volume 3 coming. I heard it's a BMG album coming. Staff, SQ, D-Lab, Block Life, and Quarter Key. Fresh Air to People's Players hosting it. I heard Legal Dope 2 just about to get thrown out there just on some other shit. I heard Bigger Than Love out there. I heard Block Life Volume 1 and 2 is out there in the streets. I heard I Don't Even Rap by Block Life is out there in the streets. I heard Loyalty by SQ is out there in the streets. I heard D-Lad 100% Pure Motherfucking D-Lad is out there in the streets. I heard Legal Dope Radio is the hottest motherfucking underground radio station in the world out here on the streets. Nigga, that's how I feel.
Hey,
fuck these niggas, baby.
Hey, man, BMG on motherfucking deck, man.
Shout out to
motherfucking
home.
These niggas already know what it is, man. You know what's understood need not be explained, man. It's a Block Life world, man, you know. So, you know, you niggas better act like you know what it is, man. By the way, man, the Volume 3 out, man, you know, that's going to be free for the people, man. Volume 3, you got to hear it. You heard it here first from Block Life himself. Nigga, Volume 3 for the streets, for the free.
Get addicted.
Captain Quarter reporting for duty. Hit him. Black uniform going 6 to the loud. Said I can turn it down, but the blood is still hitting. I ain't no hoes here. Earn my stripes. 23rd block set, nigga. Quad set, nigga. Zap back Q. I be all about the block and I'm on my grind. Nigga, roll SQ.
Hey, West of the city and I try to leave my team. Getting it over here while you waiting in your dream. Let it once, nigga. Yeah, I'm out to see the steam. A lot of niggas in the game, but we gon' get a ring. All I blow is light green. My chick 19. Wake up and I get it, she treat daddy like a king. Don't think it just clean. I blow that Josephine. Man, bitches give me love when the gangsta on the scene. You know a nigga clean, my little partner got them beans. See them niggas getting it all in them fly things. DMD the click, now you tell me who hotter. Phone keep ringing, I'm about to pick blocker. Glad know I got him.
Yep.
Staff in the hood.
Yep.
Hit caught up, tail fresh, grab the wood. Glad know I got him.
Yep.
Staff in the hood.
Yep.
Hit caught up, tail fresh, grab the wood.
D-Lag, Lake County alumni. Real ass nigga, respect it, we hard to come by. Soon as I come by, 40, I gotta fly. Rather get paid.
delayed, so not tonight. Shit, I'm trying to make a knot tonight. Everything I got, I own. Call it copyright. Rocky Bright, and I'm about to blow a beat. That means you got can't get across. Rosary, can't swerve when I'm sober. It's hard to share the road with me. I get a lot of head cause I shine like oil. Let my dough swing. Hop out, Fred. Damn, be last. I go by the name of Blocklight Joe. He'll say 60064. Home of the Hawks in the Blocklight shirt. Bulls in the ring in the off-white coat. King of the ring, get yourself knocked out. Wing on a nigga, make a nigga tap out. Swing on a nigga till the tooth come out. Swing on a nigga till the truth come out. Think this week cause I'm frosted up. You just see if I'm walking up. Face frowned up, I ain't talking much. Get the lace tied up in your coffin cut. Think this week cause I'm frosted up. You just see and I'm walking up. Face frowned up, I ain't talking much. Get your lace tied up in your coffin cut.
Yep. Yep. Hey, shout out to the BMG gang, you know. It is what it is.
Man, what Pac say? All these niggas with me, what he say? That's one of my favorite quotes, man.
What he say?
All these niggas with me, this ain't, what he say? We family, what he say?
Nah. You know, that's my favorite shit, man.
Come on with it.
Hell no, this ain't my posse. Everyone with me is family.
That's how I feel.
And everybody's got me.
That's how I feel.
That's my man. Shout out to Posse, man.
It's funny, man, because, like, I be talking to a lot of these young niggas. See? I said young niggas. That pissed me off again. Look. Okay. I'm going to calm down, man. Let me bring my nigga. Is he still on there, man? Look like my nigga done bounced.
Who that? Oh, no. Yeah.
Organ autographs and bounced. So... like I say, man, we got a lot of shit going on right now. We got Staff the Walking Autograph got a couple records, man. It's super crazy. Man, call somebody, get Staff on the line, man. Tell him to get me that record, man.
There you go. Staff on the line now. Fresh Out of People's Players just did it. Go ahead, you on. There you go right there. I told you said get Staff on the line, I got it. Literally, I got that telepathic shit working.
Walking Autograph.
Wow.
Walking Autograph.
What up,
Joe? Walking Autograph. What up with it, Joe?
My shit, man. It's female Seymour. I was on Greenfield in the alley with the 40. I thought somebody was going to come holler at Block. That didn't happen.
Of course not. Of course not. Hey, Walking Autograph. Hey,
what's
man. Hey, listen. I need to calm my crew down, man. Y'all niggas better, y'all better relax out there, man, because my crew is on edge, man. That's bad, though, man. That's a bad thing for everybody to be on edge.
I'm not. I'm trying to calm y'all over.
Hey, but you the motherfucker who's normally on edge. You fuck. Would you please join in, nigga? All right, man, you know what? Hey, Walking Autograph. When can you get me that record, man? I need that record, man.
Which
I need Wristwatch, and I need Airport Fly, fam. I need them. I need them two records. What can you do for me? When can you do it?
We'll get them to y'all by next Wednesday, man. Y'all got
a job. Man,
yeah.
Right, man. Damn,
Stan. I need that now, man.
Walking autograph, man.
I don't even.
Hey, man, you a motherfucking walking autograph, man. Hey, Stan, get addicted.
What'd you say, blood?
I don't even remember the words. I ain't been riding around listening to that shit. I've been listening to OGs and shit. Y'all got me on the edge, starting beefs on Facebook, on the phones, and when you see niggas, y'all talking crazy. So I just been getting my VZ on, getting real gangsta and shit, just in case, speeding down Broadway and shit, nothing.
I tell you what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to calm you right now, man. This will calm your nerves right here, Joe. Staff, get addicted. Shout out to everybody in Atlanta. Love that.
I really can't think of shit. I don't know what to say to my first motherfucker. Shout out to Newports for making shorts in the box. Shout out Backwoods. I'm y'all spokesperson. Money I make it, gotta get it off. Entertainment, gotta get it off. All y'all basic, and my weed tastes like fruit from Jamaica. Higher, closer to my dreams, I'm racing. If shit ain't going right, then I'm pacing. I'm so impatient, like I've been waiting, and I hate to wait. That's why I just take it. I'm a strong on the game, it's just a misdemeanor. and life's a bitch. Tell me if you seen her, so I can put her where she needs to be with me, and she gon' put me where I need to be. I'm ready, I can't wait, been waiting for a while. Got my life in order by fucking with a job. Got my credit straight by fucking with a broad. Now I'm about to get it all, money, hoes, and cars. Ain't no stopping me, no switch to turn off. My swag, I'm bad, Mike Jack, y'all. Stuck up in the hood, doing nothing at all. Stand in the lake, I'm on planes flying far. Damn, I'm a beast, y'all just house dogs. Damn, I'm street, y'all just in the yard. Stuck up in the county, y'all still going to bars. While I'm stuck up in Houston, cause the plane too full. Sitting out thinking, damn, this bull. Bush International, what the fuck is good? Feeling like a superstar, still is no trust. And I left my hoodie, I bet somebody picked it up. Well, check the left pockets, I left a couple bucks. Tell Tammy in the terminal, staff said, what up? Manny at the bar, the last round on us. And I gotta get it all, or I ain't gonna get nothing. Back up in the town, shit ain't really changed. Still fuck with Block, I still know Dre. Still deal with Kiana, I still speak with Tate. Still fuck with Wes, and I still talk to H. Ain't shit gon' change about me, I'm real. I'ma keep talking the land, I still chill with Will. Ain't shit gon' change about them, they real. I didn't mention Ride, I forgot to mention Trill. But ain't nothing personal, my niggas, I'ma steal. Make a bunch more Brayo for y'all to feel. Roll a bunch more Kush Woods for y'all to hear. And bang a bunch of other nigga bitches from the rear. Fuck it. Fuck it, Needy Land, I quit. Shout out to Tammy in the terminal, I see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Young Staff.
Walking
autograph.
That's a hard name. Abducting into the dance hall.
There you go. Hey.
Walking autograph.
Hey, that's that nigga's government, though. You see what I'm saying? So what makes that hard is he didn't get inducted into the Hall of Fame until the walking autograph was added on to it.
Wow.
Staff, the walking autograph is officially in the name Hall of Fame, along with Fresh Air, the People's Player, Meatball Mozzarelli, and Loud Pack Larry. We in this bitch. Hey, man.
Yeah.
You know what it is with us, man. We do big things around here. So we got some news on the way. Shout out to Kickstand the Fourth, man. Jay Potter Fly Guy is definitely
Fly
in the field.
Guy. What up, Joe?
We did what I'm saying. Hey, vote. You got about 5 days left. Tuesday is the last day. You can vote early. No excuses for not voting for what you feel about. You know what I mean? If you're out here complaining about one thing or another, it's because you're not voting. Like I said, if you're not for Obama, go vote for somebody else. I'm sorry. Obama ain't on the ticket. If you're not voting for Democrats, go vote for Republicans. Because I know none of y'all is following issues. And if you are, I'm happy for you. Because that's really what you should be voting on, issues. You know what I'm saying? So, man, go vote, man. Somebody, go vote. That's all I can say.
Hey, see, I'm around this bitch, right? So, like, y'all don't understand. Like, y'all didn't see it. There's a couple people that seen it. When fam went from Fresh Air to People's Player to Fresh Air to Politician. Okay. Fresh Air the Politician came about a couple months ago. Hey fam, my man's at CNN, and you know what I'm saying? He's CNN of the hood. Shout out to motherfucking Kobe Bryant. Shout out to the rings. Shout out to the one I got.
Hey, so I tell you what, I got my ring because you know I wasn't in town or whatever. You know, I'm nursing a bad hammy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't in town, so I didn't get my ring. I got my ring in the mail. I didn't make the trip yesterday.
I definitely didn't make it.
So
I got my ring, though.
I got my ring in the mail, the Lakers, you know what I mean? We getting ready to start our three-peat. That's what we do. That's how we do it. We get three-peat. So shout-out to the Lakers.
Shout-out to Phil. Shout-out to Shannon Brown.
Shout-out to Gary Vitti. See, folks don't know who the trainer is. He's the MVP of the squad.
Right, you see? Shout-out
to Gary Vitti, man.
First motherfucker he said.
Shout-out to Gary Vitti. Hey, check it out, though, man. We got Friday night, the People's Player. Just going to get it in shortly.
30, man. Let's get him in now. Why not?
Friday night?
Friday, you know what, man? We 30 minutes in. We in it to win it. You know what I'm saying? It's Legal Dope Radio. We trying to get people addicted. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go ahead and cap that first 30 minutes off. Because the first 30 minutes feel like the best 30 minutes, but then the next 30 minutes going to feel like the best 30 minutes.
God, this is a rapper.
Shout out to Kickstand the Fourth, man. Let's go ahead and get Friday night, the Ladies Delight, the People's Fright on the motherfucking setup. Friday night, what up, Joe?
What up, fam? How you boys
feel today? Ladies and gentlemen, we got Friday night on the line.
Mm-hmm. How you boys feel today?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, boy. I just want to tell you, boy, since y'all making requests, can I get them Holler at Them Hoes and Can I Get the Worst by Kickstand? You remember the Worst?
You want the Worst by Kickstand.
Yeah. I want the Worst by Kickstand. Hey, but real talk, I just want to let you guys know, man, that, you know, thanks just for the forum and just thanks for keeping hope alive, you know, so the younger brothers and sisters could have something to look out for, man. You know, even when y'all think y'all losing, you got a victory. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? Real quick, I'm going to stop you because I do that like once a week, fam. Hey, Friday night is here for the, you know, for the life and the heartbeat of hip-hop for real because, yeah, we here living hip-hop, see, but what's going to happen, and I just thought about this on the way to the office, what's going to happen with the way rap music is going now, hold on, there you go, quarter is great. Hey, so what's going to happen right now with the way rap music is going, y'all finna let hip-hop, like, thin out, you know what I'm saying, because hip-hop is a culture that's going to be around forever, see, but, like, hip-hop is, you know, broken down into elements, you know, rhyming, graffitiing, breakdancing, entrepreneurialism. We have to call Karis one for the other.
Well,
the rest
yeah,
of
well,
them,
what Nate is here. I'm getting ready to break that all down for him right now. Fresh air.
Okay, right.
Hip hop wasn't always selling hamburgers, contrary to popular belief. That, you know, it's not about a salary. It's all about reality. You know what I mean? That's what makes Key West and BMG Group. That's what makes it great. What you guys do. Because you guys are providing joy and outlets for many people.
And that's exactly exactly what I'm saying, because it's like the whole thing with the music of it all, like I was touching on, like breakdancing and graffiti is gone. You know what I mean? And it's like,
well,
yeah,
I'm getting ready to break that down for you in just a second.
Exactly.
You must have read my mind. Me and you think, we think alike. I must know you from somewhere. But anyway, that's what makes the golden age of hip-hop so important. And the golden age of hip-hop being, 1986 to 1994, which is the, that's the only thing that gets on my iPod is 1986 to 1994. And that's holding hip-hop together because it couldn't do it just from the earlier hip-hop, and right now they really can't do it, you know what I mean? So. What it is, I'm going to let you get the story. You know, hip-hop is more than just some colorful names. So,
do what?
I'm going to let them know about that the day before I hit them with the I Thought You Knew. The facts of the day.
Let's go, fam. Well, you guys, you got some minutes to burn. Let's do it.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just going to tell you that, like I said, I appreciate being here once again with you boys. You know what I mean? And it's Friday night hitting y'all over the head. Once again, got to thank the gracious host. You know what I mean? But today I'm going to let you know about the elevation of hip-hop, what you was talking about. You know
right.
what I mean? And I was thinking about it today myself on the way to the office. You know what I'm saying? And if anybody know about me, they know I'm just all rhythmic American poetry. That's all I mess with is rap. No R&B, none of that. Now, I'm going to take you back. Hip-hop was first an artistic culture. You know, it originated in the hood. Or the urban communities, if you will, during the 1970s in New York City. Now, the parameters of hip-hop, they were penned by African Bambaataa. I'm pretty sure a few of you know who he is. And there are four cornerstones or pillars or ingredients that you needed to have a hip-hop culture. You need MCing, you needed DJing, b-boying, and graffiti and writing, like Fresh Air, the People's Player said. Now, later on, you know, these things evolved into other things like beatboxing and different things like that. Now, you know, the first thing that happened, the DJ created the rhythm by looping, which we call it sampling. That's playing the parts of a song over and over and over. You know, that was one of the first things. You know, they had the bass lines and the drum lines. And then, you know, later on, it was accompanied by rap. Which was a style of chanting or saying poetry over 16 bars or 16 frames, you know, with the beat, you know, whether somebody was using their mouth to make it or whether it was percussion, you know what I mean? And from that spent out an original style of dressing. So, you know, hip hop is synonymous with dressing and different things like that. you know, and, you know, those were the basic elements, you know, and over the times it has been refined and really developed into the culture that it is. Now the word hip-hop itself comes from two separate slang terms, you know, hip meaning I know, you know, I'm hip, I'm pretty sure everybody heard that, and hop for the hopping movement, you know, that was the term was brought to light by Cowboy. Cowboy was with Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five, if we all, you know, whoever, you know, don't know that. And he said it by mistake one day, you know, just said hip-hop over the cadence from, you know, from an army, like he was in the army, you know, because his boy had been in the army. And hip-hoppers was originally used as a diss, you know, to the culture by the disco people. They say, well, there goes those hip hoppers, you know what I mean? And we all know disco died and hip hop is still
right.
Living, you know what I mean? So, you know, it was originally meant to be a disc, but it, I mean, it, you know, it didn't turn out that way, you know. And I'm going to take you to DJ Kool Herc, which was the one that created the blueprint for hip hop. He did that in the Bronx, you know, he had some Jamaican roots, and he was the first one, you know, they used to tap into the, you know, to the electricity, and they used to set up the turntables and different things, and basketball courts and different things like that. And he was the first one to use a break beat. You know what I mean? That's just playing the same funky line of a song over and over and over again. But while he was playing his break beat, he incorporated his announcements. He did it rhythmically. You know what I mean? And when he talked about the people that was dancing, which he called them break boys, and he called them break girls, which we know today as B-boys and B-girls. You know, he did it in a rhyme, rhyming. And then people picked up on that thing, Curtis Blow, Sugar Hill. Let's think about Rapper's Delight. What's the first line of Rapper's Delight? A hip, you remember we talked about that one time? You and I?
Yeah.
That's the first line of Rapper's Delight. See, a lot of people don't know that's why that's the first line, because that was one of the first time that was, you know, that word was even used in a song, you know what I mean? So it's they brought it to life, you know, Grandmaster Flash and Grand Wizard Theodore and people like that. They started cutting and scratching, so needless to say, people started to bite their styles. And then, like I say, you got Curtis Blow, one of the first records, you know, These Are the Breaks, and you got Rapper's Delight. And, you know, like I say, hip-hop wasn't always selling hamburgers. People don't know that. You know what I mean? It had a really humble beginning. It wasn't meant to be watered down like it is now. That's what, like I say, the golden age of hip-hop is the only thing that's saving it, 1986 to 1994. And if you don't know, you go back and you listen to those MCs and you listen to the lyrics and the beats. I mean, and these people can learn something from now, you know, because right now they just taking it to a whole different direction. Like I said, it's all right to want to be rich, but then it's also all right to be real with it. See, that's like I said, that's what makes B&G and Key West Corporation so wonderful, is because of the joy and the happiness that they provide and the outlets that they provide for the people in the community. And you know what I'm saying? It's everybody wants to be rich, but then somebody has to maintain and keep it going. So that's why I appreciate you guys, you know, and I just try to give a little fact of hip-hop periodically because I was there from the beginning and I understand it. See, so you have to understand where you're going and know where you're coming from.
And it is that. Friday night with the...
Not to take all the time, but this brings me to the fact of the day. This is what's going to win the loop for you. And I don't know what you're giving away today, but... make it right, you know, because and Big Daddy Kane is one of Friday night's favorites. I'm pretty sure you know that. Fresh Air, the People's Player. You know Big Daddy Kane is one of my favorites, but do they also know that Big Daddy Kane co-wrote and wrote all the Biz Markie stuff, all his greatest hits? They don't know that, though, see? So that's what I mean. You have to know those kind of different things, little nuances of hip-hop. But anyway, I want to know what's true. Big Daddy Kane broke into the game with in 1986, and he was a very prominent member. So I just want to let everybody know to Get Addicted podcast, replay, Friday night coming through a monolithic new year. Just stay up, and I appreciate it.
Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, check it out. Good looking on Friday night. Hey, check it out. That was Friday night, you know what I mean? And real quick, all right, tell you what, yeah. You want to do that? Okay. That was Friday night, you know what I mean? And his question was, what crew did Big Daddy Kane originally bust on the scene with? You know what I mean? So that's the question. We're going to have, a nice little prize to give away for that answer. First person to come up with that answer, you know what I mean? Nobody ever answered none of his questions. So he's picking them good ones, the most good ones for y'all, because he's bringing it on up from the beginning. Like he just broke it down for y'all ever so clearly. You dig what I'm saying? So y'all ponder on that 406 call. I'm going to get to you in a minute. Hey, listen to Jay-Z on this hook right here in the interviewer, you know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of relevant to what was going on right now with what Friday night this was talking about. So check Jay-Z out on this hook. It's quarter key, no hook. Ironically enough, get addicted.
You know, music has become so splintered they can't even reach back and trace to what their actual influence is, and they don't really know like the genesis of like the music that they're creating. And so a lot of times like a soldier boy, I don't even think he's kind of like the poster boy that people are using, but he may not even realize back to like Rakim not writing a great chorus. Is that something, is that like an additional duty that you take as a president?
Yeah, I think that's what's missing in hip hop. I mean, rock and roll, they hold it, their icons up, right? They're to be worshipped. Rock gods, they created this term. You know, they hold them up. And hip hop is so competitive, you have to get that guy out the way.
I hold the block down, call me Lorenzo Neal. I'm the fullback, I keep a full pack, the hammer pull back. Those of you can't touch me, bitch. That hammer, though. I'm too legit to quit. I push that legal shit. They call me quarter brick. What the fuck you think that's for, Joe? Your boy's an epidemic. My shit is a touchdown. Y'all at the line of scrimmage. That mean y'all stagnant, Jack, and y'all start right back where y'all finished. I'm high as a pilot. Shit's fire as a pilot. This is your brain on me, G. I stand alone like an island with flux of a tyrant. How can you deny it? With wings on my person, mean I stay on some fly shit. I stay at a fly bitch with the mane of a stallion. Catfish and linguine, it's black and Italian. Key West, we be wildin' in the hood like the saying. 6X on the block, T. Key West on the bracelet.
For me, my stories have to have some type of truth and some type of emotion to it for me to, you know, be drawn. So even if it's as silly as the big story with the basketball player, just the way he sent it downstairs is like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, wait, send it back downstairs, more time to think.
Yeah.
Right, just that thing right there, that's great to me. You know, just the wherewithal to set that up and then tell it and make it rhyme.
Y'all
thought I was the best Pretty Shelly.
Pop your dog if he's show, bitch. You better control him before six people hold him. Or in the garlic, he ain't know when to fold him. I know when to tie it. Your bags are a riot. My niggas is ballin'. My youngins is violent. Big body's a giant. Fuck, why would you try it? No, you are not David. I'm sure not Goliath. American gangster, but the Jay-Z version. I'm corporate connected. Legal dope keep me flourishing. I'm beyond a virgin. I'm more like a surgeon. Operation successful. Pop your bottles, you've earned it. My roster is stacked. Steinbrenner a rap. Phil Jackson a turning. Potential stars in the champs. Black Life is the president. Key West is my Cody. D-Lad is the X Factor. Young Staff is my Cody.
For me, you can't shock me anymore. You know, I've seen all the greats. Right, I've seen all the greats. You're not gonna shock me. So I pretty much look for star quality. And I think after the star quality, you work on everything else to see if a person develops. That's another thing. People are not given time to develop anymore. They're expected to be great. You know, from the first record, people are like, you better be great. You can't be great. You know, you're new. You have to develop. You know, in the case of Lil Wayne, he had years and years and time to develop. He started so young. He had years to develop to who he is now.
Shout out to Fresh Air. Hey, that was Quarter to Great. That was that hook right there. Yeah. Hey, that was Quarter to Great, man. Like I said, you know, that was Jay talking good on the hook, man. That was relevant to what was going on. Prior to that song, we had Friday Night on the joint. And he gave y'all, like, a bunch of knowledge, you know. And, you know, this is kind of my way of keeping my culture alive, you know what I mean? Because, like I was saying, I was in fear of it ain't quite dead, but you definitely got to be in fear of it dying when you got, you know, your leaders, you know. And that's why, like I touched on the other week, you know, the other week. I always like when people say that. Like I touched on the other week, though, you know, like when Hov, like, take the jersey thing, for example. You know, I don't wear jerseys or whatever he said. You know what I mean? They killed the jersey game. You know, but he had to do that, though, because it was out of control, like as far as like with the fake jerseys and that. And who it killed was Mr. Lynette, because they dropped the jersey. They dropped the jerseys, and they had a hot thing going and put a high number on it, so the bootleg people got a hold to them, so the jerseys got ridiculous. He had to kill them. He had people wearing button-ups. Then he had the auto-tunes. Like, he had to do the auto-tune thing because they was bringing it to pop music. You know, like Lil Wayne, for example, you know what I mean? Like Lil Wayne, you know, and I ain't even hating no fan, but like, I'm just keeping it real. He took the auto-tune thing and he got paid off of it. Okay, that's dope. He did a whole album off of it, damn near. Every mixtape, it was auto-tune, all through the whole joint. You dig what I mean? So, in that situation, you got a powerhouse in hip-hop making it pop music. If everybody's doing it, why not take your lane, which hip-hop come from, originality, take that lane and be original. Don't go that route. Lil Wayne don't even do that no more. He didn't even have to do it then. He was taking it pop. So, you know, he bringing it back around now, for example. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I was just a fear of hip-hop dying. So, you know, like this platform right here, I take Friday Night. I know he's going to bring it to y'all and keep it alive and let y'all know. You know what I mean? Like, who knew what a B-boy was? You didn't know what the B stood for. The B stood for break. Nothing else but, you know what I mean? Who knew that? Shout out to Friday Night. You know what I mean? Nobody know where hip-hop, the word hip-hop come from. Use it every day. You live hip-hop. Shout out to Friday Night. So, it's almost halftime. We got Kick. He's trying to get in touch with me. I don't know what's going on with him. We're trying to get in touch with him and see what's good. We're going to take this call at 406 in a minute. They go Kick right there, so we're going to pull him in the private room shortly. 406, you are on the air. 3, 2, 1. You're on the air. Yo, 406, you're on the air. Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Yo.
What's up?
What's up with it? What's it?
This is your baby mama, Quarter Key. What's up? What is this? I'm liking the station. I'm liking the station. And I'm loving the whole Cindy.
I appreciate that. I mean, you're getting addicted over there, too. You got all the phones turned on speakerphone. Turn one of them off real quick.
Okay.
Just real quick.
Can you hear me now?
Like, we really can't hear you. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we all good now. You say, who is this?
This be D. What's up? N. Tyson in the building.
That was good. What's shaking? How are you?
I'm great.
All right, this your first time listening?
No, actually, it's my second time listening. And I'm upset that I'm just now being informed about this.
Hey, well, you know, that's how I felt, too, about certain things that I'm dealing with in my life. But it happens, sweetheart. I appreciate you getting addicted, though.
Yeah, so what's happening this Friday night that you guys keep saying Friday night? What's going on?
If that's not the most classic shit ever, that person's name is Friday Night.
That's what I thought, but somebody was just so persistent with thinking that something was happening this weekend, so...
Oh, no, ain't nothing happening Friday night, but the homeboy Friday night.
Hey, we ain't doing nothing but voting early on Friday. Did you vote?
Yeah, we all voted.
Okay. Y'all voted already, or are you going to vote Monday or Tuesday?
We voted already. Actually, we voted today.
That's what's good. All right. Well, shout out to you for getting addicted. I'm going to holler at you next Wednesday, sweetie. All right?
All right. Take care.
Ain't late. Okay. Do the same thing.
I'm going to see you.
Bye.
Okay, then. Hey, check it out. Shout out to Deuce Pop, man. It's been a minute. You feel me? We finna return this young player to the show. You feel me?
You know we got to
take him. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We gotta bring him
hey,
in like a
ladies and gentlemen, Deuce Pop.
No.
Deuce Pop, what up, man?
What up, Joe? What up, fellas?
What's good, man?
Shit, nothing much. Shout out to you niggas, man, doing your thing for the hood, man, showing niggas how this shit's supposed to be done.
Man, you know
can
what
I answer the
do,
question,
man?
Though?
You know, man, you know, man.
Thank you,
Thor. Hey, you know you crew, man. You can't be answering questions, man.
I'm saying, man, motherfuckers ain't that old though, man. They might not know who, what this dude really came from or where he started from, like that.
That's what
hey,
is for.
Hey, you know what, dude?
I don't even
I'm
know
let
how
you
fine they know, cause he damn it looked that up or something.
Man, what you mean you how Friday though, man? Friday night, man, was born into hip hop, man.
What's wrong with you? I they kinda young, man.
Yeah, Friday night was there when the shit started, fam. He was pop locking and shit. What you talking about?
On the low.
It was good though. Come on with the answer, man.
The Juice Crew, man.
The Juice Crew. I was saying this shit the whole fucking time to myself. The Juice Crew, the Juice Crew, the Juice Crew, the motherfucking Juice Crew. Shout out to Juice Poppy for having the answer to the motherfucking question.
Ladies and gentlemen, Juice Poppy. Hey, man, Deuce Pop, what we got for you, fam, is a lifetime supply of legal dope. Take that shit, man, and use it carefully, okay?
Shit, I'm going to abuse that shit.
Hey, man, shout out to Deuce Pop, man. It's been a minute, man. I'm going to holler at you, my dude.
What's up?
Hey, man. Let's play the intro for Deuce Pop, man. Let him hear it, man. Let's play the intro and then play some of that legal dope, man. Can we do that, man?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's roll on into some of that.
Hey, Kick, we're going to call you in a minute, bro. You just hold fast because I don't know what the deal was because you was like 15 minutes early, so you must have something to say. So we're going to pull you into the private room while you disappear. Okay. Get addicted.
You came from the rough streets of North Chicago. Back when gangsters were gangsters. And hustlers was hustlers, and pimps was pimps. It was a code of honor then. You didn't roll over on your family, La Familia. Not to be confused with the lacustre notions of the old days. Nah, more like a modern day gangster. The Trues, the Pimp C's, JD's. The Twisters, Made Men, the undying hearts of their cities. Yeah. Quarters.
I'm Curtis Mayfield, Mike with a stand in a room full of smoke. Why belting out pushing, man?
Dope man, that's what they yelling.
I had to re-up, repackage, and resell it. I had to sit back, unwrap it, and rescale it. Cause the bosses can't compete with the dope that I'm selling. Sat back for a moment and triple my product. The critics hate me for it, yet the fiends still blow it. Holla, hit drama, let them know they out to get us. Infiltrating the underground, put a lock on the dealers. Word has it, I'm bossing my own team. Criminal enterprise, they calling me Rap King. I'm like Frank Lucas, minus the show and tell. Best product, cheapest prices, I'm moving to Rockwell. Ha! Blue Magic couldn't compete with such a potent product. I give it to y'all for the low show, so pardon my conduct. I pull my heart out to the hood for the love of my niggas. The gangsters, pushers, and the thug, bitches, ladies, and killers.
I deliver the shit the news just refuse to distribute. I know it's harsh and hurt at times, but it's vivid and so true. Crime tumble, I give you niggas the game. Legal dope too, a fix for the brain. Now let that sit on your veins. Crime tumble, I give you niggas the game. Legal dope too, a fix for the brain. Now let that sit on your veins.
Get addicted.
This is black superhero music right here, baby.
Gangsta, effortlessly, I'm an effortless gangster. I don't practice my team. I don't lie to these streets. I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm dope in a bit. You niggas figure out that Kanye king of his lane. I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Triller was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like Ice T is a legend. The Godfather of rap. Put the T in the text. Put his bitch on the track. Don't respect his opinion. Little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm sad. But what they say after that?
Calling us all for the first hour. He ain't got his hand up now for the news.
So I don't know what's to that. So we're going to have the news shortly. We got Gangsta. There you go. We got Gangsta. No, we don't. We got Gorillaz coming up right after the news by request for Friday night, you know, under the Proud Papa Act. Hey, shout out to Block Life, man. Go with us, Joe. Featuring Fresh Out of People's Player. Coming up next, man. Kickstand the fourth, man. Right now with the news. Joe Kick.
What's happening? This is Joe Boy Kick. What's happening, man?
What's goody good, man?
Man, I done heard so much good news already. Your boy said, fuck the news. I can give y'all the top 10 if I wanted to, but I'm not. Your boy over here fucked up. I need to hear that motherfucking interview one more again. That is going to be your news for this evening. Can I get that interview? I don't know anybody. They got to hear that slow dope. Quarter wasn't giving it to him at the pace he loved to give it to him in. He was giving him slow dope on that interview. You got to play that for me one more again, fam. I don't think everybody understand that song, actually. They have to listen to it again.
Now, I normally don't do this.
Normally we don't.
Normally we don't do
this. Yeah, hold on, fam. So what you're telling me is you try to replace the news with a song.
Hey, Friday night gave me everything that I wanted to hear. I promise you, I had a whole list of stuff to tell y'all. But right now, if you ain't voting and you ain't hear every word Friday night said, you ain't cop no news. You ain't even listening. So go ahead and give me the interview so motherfuckers can hear that slow dope for me.
Get addicted, man. Hold on.
You know, music has become so splintered they can't even reach back and trace to what the.
Hey, on that note, man, sign off, man.
Right.
Well, this is your boy coming again with show news for show news. Tonight, no news, but damn it, you're going to hear the interview. Play that. Yeah.
You know, music has become so splintered they can't even reach back and trace to what their actual influence is. And they don't really know, like, the genesis of, like, the music that they're creating. And so a lot of times, like a soldier boy, I don't even think he's kind of like the poster boy that people are using. But he may not even realize back to, like, Rakim not writing a great chorus. Is that something, is that like an additional duty that you take as a president?
Yeah, I think that's what's missing in hip-hop. I mean, rock and roll, they hold it, their icons up, right? They're to be worshipped. Rock gods, they created this term. You know, they hold them up. And hip-hop is so competitive, you have to get that guy out the way, guy out the way.
I hold the block down, call me Lorenzo Neal. I'm the fullback, I keep a full pack, the hammer pull back. So you can't touch me, bitch. That hammer go. I'm too legit to quit. I push that legal shit. They call me quarter brick. What the fuck you think that's for, Joe? Your boy's an epidemic. My shit is a touchdown. Y'all left the line of scrimmage. That mean y'all stagnant jack and y'all start right back where y'all finished. I'm high as a pilot. Shit's fire as a pilot. This is your brain on me, G. I stand alone like an island with flux of a tyrant. How can you deny it? With wings on my person, mean I stay on some fly shit. I stay at a fly bitch with the mane of a stallion. Catfish and linguine, it's black and Italian. Key West, we be wildin' in the hood like the saying. 6X on the block T, Key West on the bracelet.
For me, my stories have to have some type of truth and some type of emotion to it for me to, you know, be drawn. So even if it's as silly as the big story with the basketball player, just the way he sent it downstairs is like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, wait, send it back downstairs, more time to think.
Yeah.
Right, just that thing right there, that's great to me. You know, just the wherewithal to set that up and then tell it and make it rhyme. I thought I was the best Peter Shelley.
Pop your dog if he show, bitch. You better control him before sick people hold him. Corrin' him, call it. He ain't know when to fold him. I know when to tie it. Your bags are a riot. My niggas is ballin'. My youngins is violent. Big body's a giant. Fuck, why would you try it?
No, you are not David. I'm sure not Goliath. American gangster, but the Jay-Z version. I'm corporate connected. Legal dope keep me flourishing. I'm beyond a virgin. I'm more like a surgeon. Operation successful. Pop your bottles, you've earned it. My roster is stacked. Steinbrenner a rep. Phil Jackson a turning potential stars in the champs. Black Life is the president. Key West is my Cody. That is the
X-Factor,
young staff is my
cozy. For me, you can't shock me anymore. You know, I've seen all the greats, right? I've seen all the greats. You're not going to shock me. So I pretty much look for star quality. And I think after the star quality, you can work on everything else. You see if the person develops. That's another thing. People are not given time to develop anymore. They're expected to be great. You know, from the first record, people are like, you better be great. You can't be great. You know, you're new. You have to develop. You know, in the case of Lil Wayne, he had years and years and time to develop. He started so young. He had years to develop to who he is now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was your news. Shout out to Chick Stans.
That was some news to you, though.
Hey, so check it out. That was the news, man. I was just tripped out. That threw me all the way off. I ain't gonna front, Joe. We got something that D-Lad coming up, too. Shout out to D-Lad, you know what I mean? And I don't know which one I'm going to pick yet. You know, it's all about me when it comes down to that kind of thing. Got your quarter key mix coming up later on. You dig what I'm saying? You see, we didn't calm down. A couple text messages from some people saying the quarter key needed a hug. You know, I mean, you know what it is with us. We relaxing.
I'm taking all hugs, too.
That was a subliminal. The person that sent me that text, hey, man, I ain't condoning that. I do that on your own. Hey, check it out, though. So, yeah, we got some of that lag coming up. Shout out to my man, Lag. Shout out to the newly inducted member to the NAMM Hall of Fame, Staff to Walking Autograph. You know, I got a phone call I want to get to in a second, too. Look like one of my mans in them.
Is that my man?
Yes, I believe so.
That is my man.
Yeah, so I'm going to get to this phone call, too, because it's an event that we got a plug coming up this Sunday, I believe. I'm going to let them get into all of that, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's it.
My man.
Yeah, let's get to that number right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, shoestring to the shoes, potato to. Hey, is that what you saying, say? Hey, 321 caller, you on the air. You know what's going on with the system. 321 caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. You on?
Hello?
Yeah, you on.
It's my time to shine. What's happening? It's your boy, Thug Bro. What's going on, Carter Killer?
Hey, what's
had a
grip on my
nizzle? What's up, Elliot West in the building? Key West in the motherfucking building. Yeah, man, I had to come through on the line, Joe. Do a little bit of promotion, man. My nigga Corey Kill gave me the green light. You know, I had to come through, represent Karma's mom. 17 North, Tennessee, and Walk Kicking, baby. It's going down, family. Listening party, man. All this shit, I'm jumping off on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We're finna jump off this Raw TV. It'll be a blessing. I had a Key West BMG Corporation in the building. Quarter already said he's coming, West. I hope you're going to be right along with him.
Hey, man. Well, you know what it is, man. You need crowd control and your functions, Raw. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, this is what I've been waiting for, man. Shit, man, you know, it's a long time coming. My nigga KG gave me the chance to go ahead and do the Thug Fizzle, man, especially after a wonderful weekend y'all had. Man, I sure appreciate this, the time to go ahead and get up on the blog talk. I've been on this bitch bullshit, man, messing around trying to finish this little shit up. But at the same time, I appreciate when big brothers look out for the little man, Joe.
Know what it is, Playboy Raw, man.
I ain't on that, man. Whipping and running, man.
Mess
around with these damn Halloween outfits and shit.
Hey, I know you probably gonna freak out too. Hey, so what's good, man? Everything cooked with you though? So you gonna be at the Karma tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, man, it's going down. I mean, at the stage of about 11:30-ish, man, you know. I got a couple other performers coming through, man, you know what I'm saying? Just to make sure, you know, I got the infamous, you know, the infamous, I should say, the infamous D-Lad, he coming through there, too. You know, I can't forget about my nigga SQ, you know what I'm saying? And then somebody says they're going to come through and make a nice special appearance, my nigga Smokey the Bandit. Nobody heard from him in a while, so he'll be in the building, too.
Ooh. Hey, the music stops. Hey, take us out.
Fucking freaks.
Hey, man. Hey, Raw.
Spot.
Hey, Raw, man. Hey.
What just happened?
Yeah.
You got catastrophic around this bitch, man.
Hey, you
oh,
fucked
man,
up.
I kind of heard it.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know, I'm an equal opportunity promotional guy, you know? Yeah, you know, I always look out for those that always look out for me, man. So when they
hey,
come
man,
through,
I tell you what, man. I don't guarantee we going to be there, but I will say this, though. I will say that if we do show up, fam might not show up because everywhere we at, fam always leave or not come in. So, it's up to you.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. My thing is,
right,
tomorrow,
right, so,
Thursday,
hey, so,
karma.
Hey, so real quick, before I let you go, bro, I got to do this to you real quick, though, fam. I don't know, you don't be getting addicted, fam. So when you do get addicted, you know, it's been few and far between, fam. I got to do this, though, to you, my nigga. Yeah. Yo, this your boy Fresh Air, the People's Square Show. I got to blow the whistle on world, man, for calling this show. Saying that boy name, man. Okay, in the same sentence as some of the people name you said it in, man. He was tripping, man. Hey, bro, that's my man, though, man. Hey, Raw, I need a haircut, man. I'm going to be up to, like, Friday, man, like 3 o'clock, so. Fresh Air, the People's Square, I'm out.
I'm waiting for you, man. I'm steady waiting for you, shit.
All right, Joe, we out of here, fam. I'm going to holler at you Friday, fam, about 3-ish.
Okay, big freak.
Hey, man. What was this trip?
I'm listening.
Hey, man, what was this trip, man?
Shout out to Gristle. That's the Gristle. That's the Emma, man. What do you say? That's the Gristle, man. The Gristle be freaking out. The Gristle freaked out. You blew the whistle on the Gristle. And you're going to go get your hair cut
tied. Man, play Gorillaz, man. I got that D-Lag coming soon, man. Got to play Gorillaz for fam. I can't believe this dude just did that.
Man.
Gorillaz, man. Block life. Fresh air. Get addicted. Hey, man, stop it real quick, man. Stop it, man. Hey, world, I don't think you want to have my niggas that's gorillas and killers in the same building with you. Get addicted, man.
My niggas go rillers and killers, go getters, hit em with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings. I'm feeling so different, whip, game terrific, the flow, prolific, the game, you hearing it, block, life repping it, so sick you need medicine, ask D-Lad, cause the where's what you better been, scared I ain't never been, I didn't even done the pin, gang bang, hit licks, fraud and all kind of shit, ask if I'm apologizing, nah I ain't apologizing, I just spent my BSD a couple years of college shit, learn how to politic, learn how to whip a brick, something about religion and all about the quick flip, put it in the pot with the fact that I ran the tip, I push it to the side, cause you know that's why I keep the fifth, mess around and get the clip, leave you with the soldier, put you in the broken wheelchair, with the broken hip, my niggas gorillas and killers, go getters, hit them with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings, my niggas gorillas and killers, go getters, and hit them with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings, my niggas gorillas.
hustlers and killers. Go get us, hit with no feelings. Knock out your gold feelings. My nigga, go get us, go get us, hit with no feelings. Knock out your gold feelings.
Flying through the sky, playing about the land from Cali, man. Blocks pick me up, and I'm blessing with some Cali grain. Put the luggage in the trunk, turn the 12 sky high. Roll the wood, blow it out, that's how I keep a constant high. Hit the hood, change my clothes, black on black, it's time to ride. Load my strap, grab a bike, man, it's going down tonight. Car quarter, grab land, car rock, grab staff. Car stack, grab a half, tell them meet me on the half. Make a left, Broadway, oh, is this my lucky day? Is that the Vince Goldie? Pull me over, got some shit to say. Told her later, call me up, teach her how to be a hoe. Not a slut, make some bread, get some money for that fuck. Ring on my Sprint phone, Rick Ross ringtone. That's my nigga Doug, what y'all on? Shit, I don't know, been in corners, turning blocks. Probably hit the parking lot, you know me, I'm a trill figure. My niggas some gorillas.
My niggas gorillas and killers, go get us. Hit em with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings. My niggas gorillas and killers, go get us. And hit em with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings. My niggas gorillas and killers, go get us. Hit em with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings. My niggas is gorillas and killers. Go get us, hit them with no feelings. Knock out your gold feelings.
Now for real though, I remember when it was real, Joe. Pull over jacket, Timberlands with the steel toe. Mama was still broke, holidays still fed my kinfolk. Let me know what we was in for. Then came the good coke, good dro. Then the ghost folks, triple fades and then the gold ropes. My crew was oh so hood. Keep us a no-go chick, fat sack in a pack of them backwoods. I wouldn't lie to you, my niggas is ride or die niggas. Gang bang and drive-by niggas, hustle get by niggas. 22s on the ride niggas, making them haters wonder why niggas. Pulling them hat triggers, losing count, counting the mad figures. Stack gang making the stash bigger, we sipping hard liquor. Cushy smell up in the car niggas, backwoods Cuban cigar niggas. My niggas gorillas and killers, go get us. Hit them with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings. My niggas gorillas and killers, go get us. And hit them with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings. My niggas gorillas and killers, go get us. Hit them with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings. My niggas gorillas and killers, go get us. Hit them with no feelings, knock out your gold feelings.
Joe, that was Block Life on my T-shirt featuring Your Freshness. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Corky was on the hook. Hey, look at this dude looking for some little limelight, man. He's the coldest rapper, man. What's wrong, man? You know you was on the hook, dude.
Make so.
Shout out to my man Quan, man. He's out. That's what up, man. You know, like I was saying earlier, we're trying to take us some thoughts away. You know what I mean? That's why y'all got to vote. Y'all know I'm beating that in y'all head every chance I get. I've been saying it for like a month now. You know what I mean? So, time to ran out. Tuesday of the day. Go vote. Felons, you should have been figured out, you know, what was to you voting because you can vote. You know what I mean? You know, you can go vote anywhere. You know, if you, like me, if you schedule to, you know, vote in Zion or whatever, if you vote early, all you need is a voter registration card. You can go just about anywhere and vote. You get what I'm saying? So, go get in tune, man. Go vote. Everybody go vote. Go vote. Go vote. PSA, public service announcement from the Fresh Air to People's Player. Hey, big shout out to Quincy Miller and my man Deuce Bello on their way to Baylor University. You dig what I'm saying? They're going to do big things over there. And if the boy Perry Jones still there when they get there,
it's going to be a trouble.
It's going to be big problems.
It's going to be a whole lot of this.
Straight up. Man, they finna put up big highlights and big numbers and do big things. So that's going to be cool. I said, if you want to follow Quincy Miller, is, you know, North Chicago's own, MJP's own, MJP's own child. You know what I mean? He finna on his way to the league. You know, he's looking like a one and done, but, you know, he's hard to figure out. I mean, he's such a team player. I think he loves them dudes he play basketball with right now, so ain't no telling what he's going to do. But, like I said, the only way to Baylor, though, he committed the other day. So they're finna do their senior year at Westchester Country Day. Pretty much go get it in from there. You know, him and Deuce Bello on the same squad. That's his man. He called him his brother, and that's dope because if y'all know Q, he got that kind of personality. So, y'all, man, YouTube him or something. Follow the boy Quincy Miller, man. He finna go do his thing, man. Straight on up.
So, Quarter the Great, what's good with you, man?
Shit, man, chilling out, man, you know. Just trying to make it in the world, man. I calmed all the way down from earlier, man. Like, you know, it's a lot more important shit going on in the world, like, for me to be worried about what's going on outside of my world. You understand what I'm saying? If you can understand what I'm saying. Hey, so, shout out to the Young Boy Q. Shout out to the Boy Dukes. Shout out to the BMG. Shout out to all the people making good music. We got to hit it or quit it tonight. I said I was going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I got a song by the Young Boy Lorilla. You know what I mean? So we're going to get to that little in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, I'm just chilling, man. I'm hanging out. I got the Legal Dope Fiends in the building. You know
all
what I mean? I'm passing out samples. I'm festive with the Dope Fiends today. So, you know, hey, that's how it is, man. Line up, everybody. Let's get it in.
All right, man. So, like I said, I have some D-Lad coming, too. I'm going to get to my man, Lad, sooner than later. I like reality show, you know, but I can go any number of ways, you know. Matter of fact, D-Lad is your Legal Dope Double Up Artist of the Day. So, what's all we going to do that? Young Lad is going to be your Legal Dope Double Up Artist of the Day. We're going to start with, I guess, a reality show or something to that nature. We're going to go from there and figure it out. So, we're going to holler at y'all in a minute. Reality show. Get addicted.
I'm going to press record. Do that thing, I like.
You crazy, Bobby.
Okay. It's the Prince.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a reality show, baby. Hey, I'm so committed. Want it, then I'm gonna get it. Pocket full of cash and my ears full of frozen liquid. No, I ain't a racist. I got amazing races. Every other week, my girls be trading places. Three faces. Riding in the Mountaineer. And we finna play who wanna fuck a thousand there. Oh yeah, we clowns in here. Cause we ball for real. I said I'm ballin', girl. I should stay on ball when he
yeah.
I swear my life is a film. If I die, hoes will try to get a life up to see him. I need the thickest. Thick is delicious. Face like loose and don't mind doing dishes. That's my missus. Don't disrespect us. Soon as she slips, she'll find her ass on that next bus. And I ain't bogus, so I'll pay for the cab. And find another contestant for the flavor of last.
Hey yo,
who's the first to go?
Talking real reckless on some real pimp shit. We all friends in here, so go on, loosen up. Got a couple more bottles coming, go on, pour a cup. The way you move your sexy frame, it kinda fucked me up. I was amazed by your small waist and your big old butt. Wind it on me, grind it on me like we on the dance floor. Stripped out to your birthday suit, I'ma grab my camcorder. They say Ray J sold the tape for a meal. Girl, as bad as you is, I know we can get a deal. Superhead, Courtney Divine, Pinky, Dana Jameson. Ain't got shit on us, we can make about the same as them. All you need to do is let me get you in the mood. Lick you below your waistline, then work up towards your boobs. I'm thugging to the fullest, so you know I like it rough. Hot baby, you're a whip, chains, and platinum handcuffs.
Hey yo, who's the first to go?
Question is it serious when the door closed?
Yeah.
My neck been froze. She in my no lows. Body like Trina, face features like a mortal. You the next contestant, that's with no exception. Been seeing potential, all she missing is direction. Put her on some clowns in the minute, start collecting. I get her what she wants, she wanted daddy's big investment. I keep them interested. You blocking the exit. Then when you leave, I'm laying up uncontested. Thick as
my preference, a chocolate like Foxy. I can switch up on them every day, gonna watch me. Blowing that broccoli, a bottle of that XO. I'm sure that's all we need is to make this rated X show. Tell me where you wanna go, relax your mouth, they go. This is my reality, and yes, I want they go.
Hey,
I pull up in that bourbon, this is so I'm serving. Loud pipe, you ain't see me, but you heard me. Flying down Herbie, I ran into Curtis. He was looking nervous, he didn't want to serve us. Word on the streets, he got set up last Thursday. 500 pills and a couple pounds of purple. Pistol pack of bullets, automatic bully. Think about it twice, fuck it, but not try to pull it. Nickel plated piece, I paid a couple grand for it. With police, I'll be damned if I can jam for it. Threw it out the window, grab my pictures off the dashboard. Hit a couple corners, then I jumped out and dashed for it. Let the whip crash for it, like I did the last four. These last hits, cause I done crashed the damn four. Beat easy, beat lag, you know I got the cash for it.
Say they in the building, I'm the motherfucking landlord. Boy, D-Lad, I'm the goddamn man, dog. When the van show up, I'll be right there for it. Take 45 to come back from the airport. All for the game, nigga, keep hard playing for it. Walk behind that Land Rover, call me on my camcorder. Cut off your damn motor, bring me my damn Yoda. Yeah, nigga, I'm paying for it. Better not be a gram shorter. I'ma stand tall when you dead on your damn floor. D-Lad, 6'2", far from a bitch, dude. Nice with the pencil, hard as a missile. Say hi to the pistol, and y'all get physical. Used to hit grass and get ass when I skip school. Flip bags, who get cash when I was in school. Snitch ass, you get blast if your lips move. Don't leap, sit back. Beef, I got a Big Mac. All stainless, put the trigger in the clip black. He's brainless, if a nigga say the shit whack. Boss, make you sit up so hard, you get a six pack. What you wanna hit? Yeah, I used to flip crack. Too lazy to drive, color being where I live at. Run, see, I did that, never get that shit back. Molly was chillin' and the niggas on my leg crack. Niggas won't beat 50 lad, don't give a fuck. 3 in the afternoon, go ahead and send it up.
Lad, I guess I will, Joe, the flow so G4. Money so green, so strong, it's incredible. I don't do shit but move away and talk fly talk. Fuck how to start, show a bitch how to check wall. Ride around town, man, an Audi like a private jet. I bet the bank on lad, homie, to blow the check. Money ain't the object, trying to buy the project. 45 in my palm, gonna try this. Suicide dose, so the Chevy gon' kill itself. Jacking off money, show a nigga really feel itself. My life told me, homie, you can't die with it. I'ma try though, yeah.
Hey, man, that right there was your legal dope double up artist of the day. That was D-Lad 6'2". Hey, check it out. Them was my songs I chose. There's other songs out there, you know what I mean? But I thought, like, reality show, he just snapped Free Boomac. You see what I'm saying? And then, like, the song that we called, or I called it, you know what I mean? Because I know you heard the story if you were a dope fiend. I walked into the studio and they finished recording. I had this came from the Kentucky Derby. And they didn't have a name for the song. And I told the fools the name of the date. And the date was 5/6/7. Shout out to Black Life. You know what I'm saying? That dude snapped on there, you know what I mean? And that was the beginning of his career, or early in his career, I should say, not the beginning. That was early in his career. You know, and I remember talking to my man Rock, you know what I mean? He was telling me how hard Lad was and how he was snapping. And I'm like, yeah, he cold, Rock, but he really didn't even know how to, like, record yet. Like, he's just a rapper. You know what I mean? And here it go a couple years later. You know what I'm saying? Now this dude is a full-fledged monster. You get what I'm saying? So shout out to my man D-Lad. Hey, B-Rock. What was I going to say about my man B-Rock? Shout out to Rock. Shout out to BJ. Linzel. Hey, the boy Linzel look good in his Ohio State jersey, fam.
Yeah, son. I hollered at fam earlier today, man. You know what I'm saying? I just told him to stay focused. I tell all these niggas to train like Kobe, though. I tell them all that.
Man, shout out to Deuce Pop.
I tell all the young dudes, you know what I'm saying, Q, Deuce, you know what I'm saying, young Linzel. I tell all the young dudes train like Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Focus. Be in the game.
I mean, Kevin Durant is a monster, too.
Train like Kobe. If you want to play like Kevin, that's cool. But train like Kobe. Hard. Goddamn it. Grind it out. You know what I mean? Be the best athlete on the floor. And that's what makes you a good ball player. It's besides, you know, your fundamentals in which you learn how to mold into what you are, who you are. But it all starts with your athletic skill. Be an athlete. Train hard. Go hard. Shout out to the young boys from the hood. And that was my public servant. And that was your boy, Keith.
Right.
Hey, man. What I didn't mention that I meant to mention, there's a fashion show coming up.
Miss Kane, put your hand down. I might play Rockstar. Go on, push one. We might play that. Maybe we are.
There's a fashion show coming up Sunday at the Illinois Beach Resort. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a very nice event. You know what I mean? The BMG boys are going to be in the building. You know what I mean? And we're going to talk a little bit more about that a little later on. But we definitely going to be in the building. We're going to be fly. It's going to be a fly thing. It's I'm going to pull a flyer in a minute, man. I'm going to get y'all addicted to some more of this.
Man, play that Savvy for me. I ain't heard it yet.
Let's do it, man. Savvy the Boss, man.
Shout out to my man Savvy the Boss, Joe.
Chicks dig assholes. Get addicted. I had that flyer sitting there for next week.
Chicks dig assholes, man. Savvy got a hard name, too. Here,
right. Sweaty chicks never know what they want.
Cause we still do auto tune. In 2010, who the fuck still do auto tune? Me.
It's like these chicks never know what they want.
But you know, to understand an asshole, you gotta understand what brought me to the asshole state. You feel me? So before you go judging me, you gotta hear me out, baby. Understand where I come from, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
The heartless lover, the heartbreak, hard to recover from the hurt. Hey, yo, Draft, I think we got another one. Wintertime, chicks want to cuddle up. Summertime, they want to run them up. Y'all be worse than niggas, acting like you're concerned with your image. The curves you pitching, straight hurt niggas feeling. High school, shorty left me on the edge of reserve. Pepper talk from back, not a rose reverse. Nowadays, they get no love, no emotion. The poker face weight of my dishes, serve frozen, thirsty broad. Even the pretty girls, I treat them, screen them. Most don't even make it past the gatekeeper. You can't reach them, won't change, can't tame me. Say, baby, let your guard down, you're so angry. I beg to differ, life is as good as it's ever been. Say, you got some girls with Playboy sentiment. I'm saying, girl, what you mad for? Don't I give you everything that you ask for? A broken heart, rough sex, tell your ass to go. You gotta love it, you know you dig an asshole. I'm saying, girl, what you mad for? Don't I give you everything that you ask for? A broken heart, rough sex, tell your ass to go. You gotta love it, you know you dig an asshole. Yo, they say he who cares least holds the upper hand. True, if it's true, damn it, I run the land. All is fair in love and war, you are under man. From the jump, you never stood a chance. You a chick, I'm a man, fuck, you don't understand. Master game, stay off my terrain. That's if you wanna stay sane, trying to spare you the pain. In agony, don't make this a travesty. But it's clear you'd rather be hard-headed, crying on the phone to your majesty. It's sad to see. Call me all out, my name, disrespecting the God. Kept it real from the start, she say I play with her heart. Yeah, every year, we back like Forbes. Like, today a new start, put me back on the squad. I replied, no prob, how you ass on this knob. You gotta love how a nigga works this thing like a job. Now come on. I'm saying, girl, what you mad for? Don't I give you everything that you ask for? A broken heart, rough sex, tell your ass to go. You gotta love it, you know you dig an asshole. I'm saying, girl, what you mad for? Don't I give you everything that you ask for? A broken heart, rough sex, tell your ass to go. You gotta love it, you know you dig an asshole.
What it is, man, it's your boy, Savvy Boss, a.k.a. King Alpha Male, a.k.a. Master Self.
Gotta know that.
A.K.A. keep your emotions on the leash, please.
Find the man.
A.K.A. quit calling my goddamn phone talking about why I don't call you no more. Leave me alone, man. Same reason you hate my guts. Same reason you love my dirty drawers, baby. You gotta accept me flaws and all.
Just pray.
Hey, yo, you say you got some girls with players. Send them in. Shout out to Savvy the Boss. Shout out to Trash. And that was Young Savvy the Boss, man. Cool dude out the shine. You feel me? Real smooth, slick and sly, you know. Chicks dig assholes, you know. That's an asshole anthem.
Yeah, you know, chicks dig assholes.
Chicks dig assholes.
Shout out to Ben. Shout out to Lock. Hey. Hey, man. So I'm looking up. I'm going through the demo, man, and I'm pulling information for the fashion show that's coming up in October. And I got an inbox.
Coming up in October, y'all.
Huh?
You say coming up in October.
I said that.
Yeah, October is like going to be over with. When the fashion show?
It's the last day of October.
Yeah, coming up in October.
How about that? How do you like that? Hey, so if y'all could give me a minute, I'm actually going to get the man that's putting it all together on the line. So instead of me pulling the flyer, I'm going to get the man that's putting it all together on the line. So if y'all could give me a minute, I'm going to get to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, working my Facebook magic. So, Fresh Air, the people's players. We ain't did this shit the whole show.
Hey, man, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, Quarter to Great.
May rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air, the people's player. Shout out to the boy J. Firefly Guy.
Shout out to the boy Kickstand the Fourth Man. Freddie Free, what up, Joe?
Freddie Free, what up, Joe?
Hey, man, so Freddie Free, what up, Joe?
Hey,
fool.
We'll see you in a minute.
Hey, Dopeness is in the building. Shout out to Legal Dope 2, the mixtape. Be out sooner than later. So what is it? Is it Legal Dope 1.5?
I guess that's what we would have to call.
Legal Dope 1 in the split.
Yeah. That's what we would have to call it.
Legal Dope 1 in the split. In stores like tomorrow. Shit. Straight up.
Y'all just better just pay attention to y'all Facebook and shit, because I might just put it down for download just for the fuck of it, just to see how many I get. Put that shit on that piss and just get a bitch away. How would y'all like that?
Man, that's exotic.
It's supposed to be an exotic affair. You know, this mod right here.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm thinking, it ain't no telling what I might wear to the gallery, okay? You know what I'm saying? No telling what I might wear to the gallery event. Hey, another thing that I haven't done this evening is I haven't played anything from Bigger Than Love, and I'm tripping. Because it's in store, and I'm all the way tripping. And I hear it in the background. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody
play that song. That might be the song we do.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't going to write that. Just hang. Let's do it. Shout out to Shug.
Get a dick.
Michael Keon is his stage name.
Yeah, check 1, 2. Y'all got to excuse my fly.
Trying to figure it all out like a math teacher. I was taken by surprise by this black creature. My approach was a bit subtle. I told her smile a little more, said it's starting to be your best feature. So that prompted her to smile harder. Then wrote the number in the palm of my touch and said, please call her. Man, she had to be God's daughter. Well, she is in a way, but I swear it looked like he had carved her. She walked off her in a crew. All I could do was shake my head at a wonderful view. Saying, really, Joe was one of a few. She's in the world that had me thinking, really, what should I do? Call her. Maybe I will. Nah, maybe I won't. Will I miss out on a chance if I don't? Or should I call her up and ask her when she weathers the storm and stick around when the weather is warm?
Okay. You got me to a point where I can't help myself. All day I think about you, girl, and no one else.
You got me wanting to love you, needing to see you. How do I feel?
Well, I think you fly.
You should stay a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, how you doing? I'm Sean, I just met you. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but I ain't wanna sweat you. You've been on my mind for days, really can't shake you. There's so many places in my heart I wanna take you. And through the phone I seen a smile showing. We talked for hours, like really I felt the bond growing. And since you said, hold up Sean, listen, I'm sorry since the day we met, I've been waiting and you've been so missing. I told her no, listen, hold quicken. She cut me off and told me sorry, he's like, would've be home any minute. Damn. So you saying the chance I had missed that, had I called sooner, then maybe you would be here with me.
She said exactly that. I said, if you don't mind it, what'd he say to get you back? He said he called me up and asked me would I weather the storm and stick around till the weather get warm.
Great feature, Michael Keon. Shout out to them two dudes, you know how we get it in. Fashion show coming up Sunday, right?
Halloween.
We're going to try to get Troy on the line right now, talk about that public joint, you know. You know if it's a Troy affair, it's going down up in the spot. Straight on up. Try to make a good call going on right now. That ain't it. We got a problem. Houston. All right, so, yeah, like I say, I think it's at the Illinois Beach.
Yes,
Illinois State Beach Resort. Yeah, it's up there. Enzyme. Sunday. That's Halloween, too, ain't it?
Yeah.
That should be shaking.
Yeah. Bunch of beautiful ladies. Bunch of beautiful hair.
That's going to be shaking.
Super fly. You know, tell me what I'm like.
Hello?
Troy, man, what's happening?
How you doing?
Oh, man, we all good, man. It's your boy, Cordy the Great. Fresh Air of the People's Players on the line, man. We got my boy Troy on the line to tell y'all about the gala event that's coming up, the fashion show, the beauty show, man. Tell them what's going on, man. Tell them where the party is at. Tell them what's happening, man. Tell them what's going on, because the BMG is in the building. The Legal
what's
Dope
up,
Boys
now?
Is definitely in the building. So
okay.
So let them know what's going on, Troy.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening. Well, first of all, Jazzy Productions is holding this Sunday, October 31st. At 8 p.m., doors open at 7 p.m., is Freaky Fantasy Hair and Fashion Extravaganza at the Illinois Beach Resort. That's 1 Lakefront Drive, Zion, Illinois, 60099, if anybody wants to Google information or get the directions for their navigations. Please come check it out. Advance tickets are $10, and it's $15 at the door. We have live entertainment. We have complimentary hors d'oeuvres. We have cash bar. It's going to be a lot of ladies, a lot of attractive and sexy young people, period, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to really have a great time in this area on this Sunday. So we're just looking forward to having, you know, the entertainers and everybody that's going to be performing on Sunday night. I mean, it ought to be a great event, man. We're looking forward to seeing y'all perform as well, sir.
Oh, man, you know what it is. I'm going to go ahead and put myself together something. Like, I'm gonna come up in there, you know, I'm going to put myself together something extremely fly as far as my attire goes, you know what I mean? Because I can't be in the place, you know, looking like a buffoon. So, you know, I'm gonna figure out a way to make myself look, you know, like I'm supposed to at a fashion event, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Make sure, make sure the cut is together, you know what I'm saying, and make sure my gear is tight, Troy, man.
Always. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you coming on the opportunity. Hey, man, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you coming on the show. I'm looking at the flyer right now. It's a great flyer. The flyer is on Facebook, you know what I mean? It's going to be a beautiful event. Me and my guys are going to be in the building. We're going to shut it down at halftime and let y'all know what it is. It's going to be beautiful music.
Yeah.
Like I said, the boycott of the great is going to be extremely fly. I'm sure Fresh Air, the People's Player, is going to be extremely fly. You know what I mean?
Extremely.
So, you know, there's no telling, man. My footwear is going to be extreme. You know, I'm going to be extreme. I promise.
Absolutely.
I will not come in the BMG all black. So, Troy, is there anything else you want to tell the people? Anything else you want to tell the people before we kick to? Because I'm going to kick to one of the records we're going to do that night.
You know what? Actually, I'm just looking forward to seeing people come out, man, and just having a good time. There's really nothing to do in this area, especially on that particular night locally. So just looking forward to seeing everybody come out with smiles on their faces and so we could get a chance to just do what we do best in this area. And I appreciate you so much, man. So you have a good night and can't wait to see you all on Sunday.
All right, man. Straight up, man. We're going to be in the building. We're going to shake it. Let Troy, it's always a whole bunch of love, man. The fashion shows, dude, they always crazy.
Right. You know, like I said earlier in the show, Joe, if you ain't ever been to a Troy function, fam, you know, you're missing out for one. For two, if you've been, you know it's going to be a party. So, you know, don't be late. We're going to be in the building, Joe. Hey, let's go to this 972 call real quick, Joe. See who that is real quick. 702, we're going to get to you, too. You see, we're stretching the whole county, the whole country, Joe. 972, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? It's 972, man. Dallas, Texas calling in. I tuned into the show a little bit late, man, but I like the last cut y'all was playing. I know a lot of hard shit come up out of Illinois as far as, like, music and hip-hop. I'm from Illinois, man. Grew up in Chicago, live in Dallas now, and keep putting it down, man.
Hey, that's definitely what's up, fam. That 972 ain't your name, man. That's how I identified you, fam. What's your name, my dude?
972, I'm in the chat room, too, next and last dime.
Okay, hey, check it out then, too, bro. Since you know, I got to apologize, too, for not, you know, getting into all the way with the check. We got a bunch of shit going on today. We a man short, you know what I'm saying? So we ain't had a chance to, you know, handle all our angles or whatever. But if you like the show, you know, that cut or whatever, too, bro, and you like hip-hop, like you said, you sound like you live in hip-hop and breathing it, I want you to go back and download the show, fam, illegaldopradio.com, because we had a good show, you know what I'm saying? Like our man Friday Night came through and gave us a background on hip-hop and gave us a whole big issue, a whole, you know, nice little thing, fam. So I want you to go back on Legal Dope Radio, download the show, check okay. It out, fam.
Okay, cool, man.
Appreciate you listening, bro. That's what up, fam. Shout out to fam out there in 972. That's in the D getting addicted, man. Man, Joe, anybody know my man Tony Thomas? Man, I'm looking for him. He got a typical-ass name, so I can't find him. He live in the D, man. Tell him to get addicted, man. That's my dude. Got gold fangs. Light skin, motherfucker with a big-ass head. What up? Hey, say, call out the 702, man. You're on the air. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening? So what business?
What's
boy,
up, bud? Bullin'
was bragging.
Man, nothing. We just hanging on like a hubcap, brother. It was goody.
Oh, man, I can dig it. I can dig it. Shit, man, just, you know, just landed at the motherfucking honeycomb hideout. Kick my feet up, you know what I'm talking about? Rolling up some of this good old headband, triple X headband, top shelf. Stupid story.
Yeah,
like
no. Somebody would hear about that, man.
Right.
Hey, you already know I got you. It's nothing, man. About 50 more days, nigga. I'm gonna be in y'all face, man. 50 more days.
Hey, so everything going good with the CD and whatnot?
Yeah, my nigga. You know what I mean? I'm. You know, we personally hitting the block. You know what I mean? Hitting the streets. You know what I'm saying? And hand-to-hand in this shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it takes a lot of hard work, you know what I'm saying? But it's nothing when you're already a ghetto celebrity, you know what I mean?
Right. That's what's up, man. Hamer the Gamer all good?
Yeah, he all good. You know, he just stepped off in the cut, you know what I mean, getting his mind right. We finna go in and record tonight, so, I mean, we'll be on in about another hour or so. We're going to start recording. You know, we get it in every day. I mean,
I
sleep with Pro Tools and wake up with Pro Tools.
Man, Joe, email me that joint, man. We'll put somebody on it right now, man. Even though we're 2,700 miles apart, you know what I mean? Email me the joint. We'll do that, man. Have it back to you tomorrow or something.
We got to swap, man. Y'all got to send us one, too, then. We got to swap and do it one. Stop. You feel me?
Hey, man. I can say shout out to my man SQ. My man asked about you too. He didn't want to do a cut. Like I told you, fam, I asked about you last week, matter of fact, in the same spot I'm sitting there. We was in the studio last week or whatever, chilling. The fam asked about you. So that ain't nothing.
Yeah, that. You already know. It's nothing, man. You know what I mean? And as a matter of fact, like I said, 50 days, I come out there and, you know, I'm coming out there to record a whole shit with y'all. You know what I mean? It's nothing.
Come out there, man. Do a whole project.
Hey, it's going to be Block Life, Quarter Key, and Bully Bogart off top. We're going to knock out a mixtape in like 4 days.
Yeah. And you probably right, yeah, too.
You pretty much on a nail with that one, Bully. What up with it, though, Joe? Hey, man, it's good to hear that you know, doing your thing. You know, I was down there, you know what I'm saying?
That's on the set, 5 shots to the face, dude.
Hey, I was down there, you know what I'm saying, with the Bully, man. You know...
some years back, you know what I mean? We had just touched down and shit, man. If y'all, it's funny, but I don't want to blow the whistle on myself, but I'm damn near gonna have to, because on Controversy,
yeah,
on this record, when I said Free Leo,
yeah, that
beginning, I was talking about Bully Bogard. Y'all can blow the whistle on me if you like, but that's some hip hop history for the real live Quarter Key fans that listened to the first diss record and heard me say Free Leo at the beginning. This the nigga we was talking about.
Free Young Leo, nigga.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that ain't the one about the action cat, right?
Yeah, he was involved in that shit too.
Hey,
the action
my
cat.
Nigga,
shout out to the action cat.
My nigga, remember I wrote a 16 for that, and I didn't even know the nigga.
You know what? I do remember that.
Hey, look, for every action, there's a reaction, and mine's is ill. So for my nigga caught a brick, any nigga get killed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bully Bogard, man. Yo, that's what up, man. Hey, check this out, man. Let us move and shake real quick, dude. You stay right there, fam. Get addicted, my nigga. Man, keep your grind hard, man.
Oh, this hard, nigga. I'm fading. Yeah, I know.
Bully Bogard, man. Hey, that's my nigga, fam. You see what it is, fam. That's how real recognize real, fam. Because you catch me in Cali, fam. And I just, you know, I was attracting real motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Bully Bogard, rest in peace. My man Lil T, fam. We get addicted. My man Red. You know what I'm saying? It's a laundry list of niggas I'm a fuck with in Cali, fam. That dude wrote a diss record. That was real shit about this dude. He didn't even know the dude. He was riding with us, man. That's real. That's love. Shout out to my man, Bully Bogard. Hey.
But you know what, man? I don't want to be unfair, man. I want to do, you know what I'm saying? I got a nice handful of people online. I got a couple people online. I want to do the hit or the quit it, okay? I want to. I have to. It's 8 minutes to go. Y'all know I cut the show off at 6 minutes, so I'm going to do that. But I'm going to give you some of the hit or the quit it, and at 6 minutes, I'm going to stop the show. We're going to roll into the 6 minutes, and then put your hand up because I want to know what y'all think about the particular record that I'm going to play. Okay? It's by the homie Lil Rilla, you know what I'm saying? He actually did a song with Lad a while back. I'm sure Fresh Air can give you a sound bite.
Bam. You want to, yeah, I guess, man, 7 minutes left. We're ahead of the quit it.
Yeah, let's give him ahead of the quit it, man, because we said we was going
to
do it.
Let's give him a snippet and play it next week, in all fairness to Lil Rilla.
We can do that. Get a dick.
Let your speakers bump.
Hey, so check it out. That's Lil Rilla. We don't get to that next week. We're going to get into the hit of the quitter with that. You know what I mean? Now, if the sound familiar, fam from New Orleans.
Yeah, he from New Orleans.
You know.
I honor people like that. You know what I'm saying? I honor the people that's in the town, but they from New Orleans, and they doing they New Orleans. I honor people that's from Memphis, but in the town, but they doing they Memphis. And I honor people that's from Arkansas. Or, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Trophy Boy. Shout out to the people that's not from here, that came here and really got
and
some niggas and all this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They making you really want to say all that shit and step outside your body. So, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas say Joe.
You know what I'm saying? Say
you,
Joe.
But you from Chicago.
You know
I say Joe. It's cool.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that, Walter. Nah. If I was Lil Rilla, I wouldn't have a problem with me saying that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I'll finna get to that college where they disappeared on me. It's cool. Straight up. Hey, but you know what it is, man. The time of the show, brother. Shout out to the Boulevard Bully Bogard. You know what I'm saying? Man, BMG.
We all we got. Ladies and gentlemen. Put this thing on. Yeah. Shout out to 6 minutes, Yeah. Quarter to Grace. Legal Dope Radio. 917-889-8016. Get addicted. Legal Dope Radio, your boy Quarter, the greatest in the building. Fresh air, the people's player. Kickstand the fourth, man. Shout out to Friday night, J5, the fly guy. My boy Fresh air, the people's. Shout out to the boy Thug Gristle. Yeah, shout out to the boy Thug Gristle for calling in and saying name. I bleeped it out. So shout out to Thug Gristle for coming through. Thug Gristle partying tomorrow night at Karma. We support Karma here at Legal Dope Radio. You know what I mean? Because they support us. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the boy Cadillac Kyle. Shout out to the Karma, the jump off with the boy Thug Gristle going on
tomorrow
night.
Shout out to DJ Skills.
Shout out to the boy DJ Skills, the official DJ for the Block Life Music Group, BMC. We all we got. Shout out to the boy Block Life, of course, SQD Lad, Young Staff, the Walking Autograph. Shout out to the Billy Bogart niggas, you know what I'm saying, my guy. Shout out to the boy Hammer the Gamer, one of the namers up in the Hall of Famers, you feel me? Yeah. So shout out to all the Legal Dope listeners. Shout out to the homegirl Lou for keeping it real like gangsters do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, I gotta go back to my boy Friday Night, the People's Delight. Friday Night came through here today and he really put 10 minutes of real live shit on you. And it's crazy because I timed him. And it was almost perfect, man. He did everything in exactly 10 minutes the way I felt like it should have went, and that's the way it went, and it was beautiful, and it was all set up for the people, and I've seen the people online on the edge of their seat. Just listening to the man speak. So shout out to Friday Night, the People's Delight. You know what I'm saying? Father of Fresh Air, the People's Player. Shout out to the fuck DJs and the promoters. Shout out to y'all. Fuck y'all. shout out to Hugs and shout out to Reality Show. D-Lad, what up, Joe? Free the Boy, Boom Mag. Shout out to Question Bella. He was Bella.
That's your show recap of Quarter to Great. Hey, too, real quick, man. Family event, you know, if you want to get your family out this weekend, Joe, and hang out Saturday at 1730 Lewis Avenue, Foster Park Youth Center. It's a magic show. Charles the Magician. Charles the Magician. Say that 7 times fast. Hey, fam going to be at the Youth Center doing magic, man. It's a family affair. It can cost $2 to get in, you know. Be sure, you know. You know my number. Text me. You know Quarters. If you can get in touch with Quarter, you can text him or whatever. Call fam. We can get I get you a couple tickets for the free. You know what I mean? Just, you know, for shits and giggles. You did. Magic show, 1730 Lewis Avenue.
Fashion show.
1 Lakefront Drive, Zion, Illinois. That's Halloween. That's Sunday.
Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Fashion hair show. Quarter to Great. We'll be up in that bed and don't be late. Ta-da!
Hey, Blood. Yeah, I was just saying, like some chicken, Blood. Like some chicken. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Straight up. Hey, let's take that call right there. Fast shout out to Miss Hollywood, man. It's been a while for her, too. Let's get her in. Yeah. Let's get her in, Joe. Miss Hollywood, what up?
Hey, fellas. I'm so happy y'all got me online. I didn't think I was going to make it.
You know.
And guess what? It's my birthday.
Oh, no.
You bogus for not being here a long time ago, Miss Hollywood.
I know. Look, me and my girls at Buffalo Wild Wings right now having a bite to eat.
Hey, fast. Having a bite to eat. Well, hey, Legal Dope, happy birthday to Miss Hollywood, man.
Thank y'all. I ain't gonna reveal my age, but let's just say, I ain't gonna go there.
That's all good.
Look,
we don't need to know that you're just 23.
Look, y'all gotta excuse me because I've been sipping on some Patron.
As you should, man. I tell you what, enjoy the rest of your birthday, Miss Hollywood, all right?
Thank you, fellas. Y'all have a good night.
Do the same. Man, big old happy birthday to Miss Hollywood, man. It's always a good thing when one of the dope fiends reach a birthday. Call and celebrate it with us. You know what it is. Miss Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Love that shit. Love that shit, man. So, hey, man, you know what it is, man. 6-day break. Dope boys, you know.
Legal Dope, do our thing. Man, it's been a while since I heard this too, fam. Hey, man, Young Leo, get addicted, man. Y'all think you heard this, man. Get addicted.
Oh, yeah, nigga. You know I got that legal dope out here in these streets, right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell y'all motherfuckers how I came up on all this work I got. Because I got the best work in the town. You
my nigga,
know.
Look, I took a whole brick of that Pac, a quarter brick of Big, a half a key of that JV, and this what I did. Added some 40 water in a tube and cut it with knives. It wasn't written, Joe. Kept the numbers all in my mind. Hit the block with what I got, man, but I needed much more. So I hit up Mr. Gardner, headed back to the store. He told me, look, young blood, you really need you a crew. So take this double up with Pac, baby, all eyes on you. I told him, bet, jumped in the Jeep and made my way to the town. I was anxious to get this package home and break the shit down. Hit a left on Broadway, and I noticed the crowd. Two hustlers going work for work, I wanna see how this turn out. The nigga AJ was aggressive, had the whole block sold. So I gave the cat a job, ain't wanna step on his toes. He had an ounce of Mystical, so I hit him with an A for that pot. A couple grams of DMX, Joe, and a 10 for the locks. Jay and I had shit running, but I was hungry for more. So before I ran out of work, I headed back to the store. Mr. G was like, I got a little ghetto D. Couple jars of Mia X before I left a double up a Master P. I hit the streets. Twin Benny Siegels heard they watching me and headed up to 23rd to see what Kool-Aid got for me. A little skinny nigga told me he thought he was born to spit. Hit him with an ounce of Pac, a quarter pound of Brother Lynch. They call him Qualion, perfect name for an underboss. A month had passed, we had to know go hotter than Tabasco sauce. Acquired Madam Hate, she was moving me an X. I hit her with an A for boss I got from Mr. G Connect. We had the fires work, I called it Black Assassin shit. Many tried to chef it up like us, but couldn't master it. Mr. G Connected called me, he was on some other shit. A hit of that Run DMC and showed me what to do with it. I learned the ins and outs of how to move the Reverend Run. Took an ounce of Dougie Fresh and KRS just for fun. The older hustlers mad, they still moving Curtis Blows. I done twisted up the game from 41 to Shedden Road. I hit the freeway with a couple of my youngest guns. Trunk full of that 666 to Memphis, about to have some fun. Right when I crossed the bridge, that clutch was on some other shit. Hit me to that player fly and dummy bags of skinny pimps. That player fly was right, I copped a quarter brick of that. Hitting off Memphis, Scott with Pella, blessed my nigga with a sack of legal dope. And there it is, niggas. You motherfuckers know who got the fast dope in the town, Joe. So y'all need to come shout with me.